of wood between the horses.
Tom.
And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to back him in between the...
I know, don't tell me it better.
I couldn't tell you, I could read
Lord.
It.
I know what you used to shaft.
Okay.
Buggy shaft.
Okay. And talking about a wheel now, if you start on talking about a wheel, what's that part on the inside? And then tell me about how a wheel on a wagon or a buggy was. You know,
well, it had a buggy wheel, it had spokes.
Uh-huh. And what did the spokes run into right in the middle?
I know what that is, but I can't say it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't say it to save my life, but I know exactly what you're talking about, that big old wood thing
yeah.
there.
And I guess it's the same thing on the car, isn't it?
Well, let me see now.
On the wheel of a car?
It was an axle.
Okay. And
that's
axle
what the wheel goes
oh.
in.
And the thing out there on the end of the axle that holds the wheel on is
the hub.
Okay. And what about that outside part of a wheel when it's a wagon or a
rim, the wagon rim.
Okay. What about the word felly? Have you ever heard that in connection with a wheel?
I haven't.
I haven't either. Okay. What is that piece of wood that a horse is fastened to, the traces are fastened to when you're going to hitch into a wagon?
Sangle tree.
And what about if there were two of them and there's a bar to hold them together?
Double sangle tree.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood, you'd say he was doing what?
Selling it.
Okay, and if he's just driving along, you might say maybe he's
peddling.
Oh, but maybe he's going to take it to his house. What's he doing? If he's moving it from one
hauling place, wood.
How's that?
Hauling wood.
Okay. If there's a log across the road, you'd say somebody will have to tie a rope to it and what it out of the way.
Drag it.
Okay, and you might say somebody has already...
Moved it.
Okay, or...
Dragged it away.
Okay, and you might say, my son...
Dragged it away.
Okay. And what do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
And are there different kinds of plows that you remember?
Well, you have a one horse plow and have tractors now, because news is out now, they gone.
Yeah.
And people have garden plows, some have old folk call them mad axes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a...
Is that a kind of a plow?
Well, it's not a plow, but you can break ground with it.
Did you use it before you plow or after?
Well, before, when it... To tear up the soil.
Okay.
I have one now, mad axe, digs my flower beds with it, you know, when I'm planting.
Oh, okay, but now that's not something you attach a horse or mule.
No, ma'am.
That's something man uses.
That's right.
Digging.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Like, kind of like a hoe, only it's heavy.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about after you plow, what other kinds of things might you break the ground up even finer?
Harrow.
Okay, and what about a piece of leather? You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
belt.
Okay, what if it's something that's not a belt but something that's hanging up that's used just to sharpen?
I know what that is too, but I can't say it now.
Okay,
right.
How's that?
That's right. A razor strap. That's
okay.
What it is.
And what do you put into a revolver to fire it?
Bullet. Cottage.
How?
A cottage. Bullet is the one. They're the same thing.
Okay. And the children are playing on this toy that goes
seesaw.
Like... Seesaw. What are they doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. And if you tie a long rope, to a tree limb and put a seat on it so they can go back and forth.
Swing.
And what do you carry coal in?
Coal scooter.
How's that?
Carry coal what you buy?
Uh-huh.
Scooter. That's what we call them.
Okay. Is
coal
that
scooter.
Like you bring in and sit.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Got a handle on it.
Okay. And what runs from the stove up to the chimney?
From the stove up to the stove pipe.